Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara, eight lines from the bottom of Gimel and Beis, the second to last skinny line with the words Rav Kahana. So now Gemara gives, again, trying as best to not speak bad things. So Gemara is going to extend this to speaking bad news. The Gemara continues now. Rav Kahana chalash. Rav Kahana got sick. And Shadra Abana le Rabbi Yeshua Bereit Rabbi Yidi. So they sent Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amrulay, and they said to him, Zil Baduk my dine. They said, go what happened, go see what happened to Rav Kahana. Is he still alive or not? Also Ashkech and Nachnav, she went to wherever Rav Kahana was, and you notice Rav Kahana already passed away, Rav Kahana died. Kara Levushe, so he tore his garment because that's the Gadol died before him and he did a Kriya. The Adre le Kara Lachor, however, he turned it around so that when he first walked in, people would not notice the tear on his back. Rashi points out because he didn't want the Rabbanim to realize right away, because they would have got shocked or whatever it was. They would have been so depressed right away. He wanted to use the news on them. So then Ubachevasi came in crying, and they asked him, Amrulay, Nachnashe, did Rav Kahana pass away? Is that why you're crying? Amrulay, Ana lo kaimina. I didn't say anything. Umatzadiba uksil. The pasuk says in Mishle that the person who reports a bad news, the bearer of bad news, is a fool. So I try best that I can not to give bad news. We see person tries his best not to give bad news to someone else. Continues the Gemara. Yochanan Chukai Nafik La Kriyas Rabbi Yochanan Chukai. Once that was his nickname. Rashi says he went to the villages to see what the crops were going, how they were growing. Kiyas Amrulay. So when he came back, they asked him, "New, how is our Chitin Asiyafos? Did our wheat come out good this year?" So the Amrulahem. So he responded to them, "Seorim Nasiyafos. The barley came out good." So he knew that. He was trying to be nice and not say the wheat came out terrible. So he was trying to try as best he can to avoid saying that the wheat came out badly. And so the Gemara says that they still got very upset at him. They said, "Amrulay ubaser lesusim velachamurim." So go tell that news to the horse and donkeys. In times of Gemara, nobody ate seorim. It was ma'achal behema. It was only for animals. So he said, "Go yell at them. Go take the horse. Go tell the horses and the donkeys that news." Dechsev. That what the pasuk says in Malachim, the pasuk tells us that the barley and the straw are for the horses and the fast horses going quickly. Rachashim rechesh. So that's really for animal food. So the Gemara says, by the end of the day, what was the ma'avi le'lemeimer? What should he have said? Lemaisa was a bad situation, and he was trying to not tell them explicitly that the wheat was bad. So the Gemara says they should have said the following: shtak in asuchitin yafas. So last year the crop turned out good, the wheat turned out good. So then they would have noticed memela that the wheat turned bad. I was just wondering, like, they're probably going to be depressed anyway. Like, Lemaisa, this was their whole parnasa for the year, and it didn't come out good. Exactly, if he did it in a little bit of a background way, I was just wondering, like, Lechora, they would be upset either way. Whatever, the Gemara continues, Inami Adashim Nasa Yafas, he could have said the lentils, which do you know, Rashi, went to the Maichal Adam, that is a food for humans to consume, those turned out well. So that would be at least a little bit better news, and then they could have been happier. Now the Gemara continues a similar story about trying to not bear bad news. Rav Baruchot Rebbe Chia. Rav was the son of Rebbe Chia's brother. Rashi points out that with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the first parak tells us that we have Abu, Vechana, Veshila, Umarta, and Rebbe Chia were all four brothers. And they were all the sons of Rav Acha. And then he was also, Baruch Hase, he was also the son of Rav Chia's sister. He's related to him on both sides, that meaning Rav Chia's, his father had a son, Abo, from a different marriage. So therefore, his mom, really, and his dad were stepbrothers and stepsisters. They were not related at all. So therefore, logically, there's no problem with them marrying. And in fact, they did. And they had Rav. So Rav was related to Rav Chia through both his mother and his father. So the Gemara says, one time Rav was coming to Eretz Yisrael. Amrla Abo Kayam. So Rav Chia asked him, how's your father? How's my brother doing? Amrulay Ima Kame, so not wanting to bear news, he said, why don't you ask about Ima, my mother, that was her name, Ima, how is she doing? Amrulay Ima Kame, so then Rabbi Chia asked him, so is Ima alive? Amrulay Abo Kame, so he says, why don't you ask me about Abo? So from there, Rabbi Chia got the message that both of them had passed away. Amrulay Shamash, so that understanding that they both passed away, he told his Gabbai to do the following for him. Chalitz Liminale, so take off my shoes. We know that an Avel is Aser to wear shoes, and Avelus is Aser to wear shoes. The Shiva is Aser to wear shoes. That's why we don't wear leather shoes, because that's considered a Na'alayim. Just like we have Aser and Tisha B'Av, similar thing. Take my clothing after me to the bathhouse. As I right now, he didn't want him to go to the bathhouse right now, but he's going to go afterwards. So the Gemara says, if we learn from Rabbi Chia's statement in one line, we're going to learn three different halachas. Shema minat plus, shema minah that an avel is also minat zanim. The first thing we just mentioned, it's also for an avel to wear shoes. By the way, the whole concept of avelos is a shaila in the Rishonim, whether that's the race, the Yom Rishon is the race or not. The Rambam and the Rif hold that it's a Reisa, whereas the Balei Tosfos hold that the whole concept of Avelus is Derabanan. I think I'm getting the Shitas right. Lameisa to Machlokas, whether we hold which one is the Reisa, which is Derabanan. Lameisa, that is a Bichlal, the Shaila about Avelus. And either way, we see that they're answered from wearing shoes. Shmamina, Shmura, Choka, Eno, Egas, Lamecha. So this is another halacha, that when you learn about the Misar, Chorot Slan, after a delay, it wasn't the time of the Shiva, so then you're not gonna sit Shiva, you're only gonna have one day. And so that's what Rav Chia was only being Noeg the Avelus for one day, and not only that, not only one day, but less than complete day. Shemina Miktas Yom Kekulo. We learn from there that the part of the day is like the whole day. The concept that we use a lot of times in Avelos and different halachas as well, that we use Miktas Yom Kekulo. The part of the day is like the whole day. We consider it as if the whole day. So that is even for a small amount of time, you have to sit shiva on that day, and that you would be that'd be yotze the din. There's a shaila that we shown him over here is if this halacha applies to all that one day that you're knowing Avelos is all the dinim for that moments that you do it, not just Ne'ilas Asandal. Wearing new clothing, etc., would that all apply for those hour, whatever, keeping the avelus or not? So that's a shayla in the achronim. Lamaisa, in the Rishonim, rather, had a paskim, that's in the Maisa, we are machmir for everything, l'shmur achoka. The second thing is also, how long is this man of miktas ayam kekulo? Is it like a shah achas, or is it in a few moments? How long does it have to be? So Rav Avadia wants to bring a raya from this gemara over here. Rav Avadia says that we see that he said right away to go take my clothing after me to the bathhouse. It sounds like he was going to go follow him in a few moments, in a few minutes. So even a few minutes, it sounds like Rav Lifi Rav Avadia, he thinks would be enough to miktas ayam kekulo on this din. And the Aruch Shulchan and the Gesher Chaim both seem to follow that psak as well, that even, it's not necessarily a full-fledged hour, it's not an hour of the 24-hour day period we know, even a few minutes would be yotze, a few moments even, sitting down on the floor and keeping the Niyag Avelos even for those moments would be okay. Now the Gemara continues. A similar thing about what can be learned from someone who's speaking. Hahuda Amar Dun Dainis. A person would always say, judge me. Rashi points out is that every time you'd get an argument, whenever it was a business argument, he would always immediately say, let's go to court. Let's not figure it out on our own. Let's go to court. Whatever the Dayan would decide we're going to do. So Amar Shmami Dainis. So they said it must be from the way he talks. That he always wanted to go and be judged. Then it must be that he comes from Sheva Dan. Echsev Dan Yadin Amo Kechad Shevtei Yisrael. The Pasuk says Dan is going to judge his people like one of the tribes in Klal Yisrael, and he's going to be the one who's judging. So we see that how much of Megala, a person's personality, from the etzem, the shevet that he is. Ha'odavei kazel ve'amar akif yama asisi birasa. Similar note, that someone used to say that he would always go off saying that if I had enough money to build a nice, beautiful palace, a nice place, I would always do it on the seashore. I love this. I love the ocean. I love being on the seashore. I love being there. So the Gemara says then, they actually investigated and looked into his yichos, and they found out he was actually from the tribe of Zvulun. He was from a shevet Zvulun. We know that Zvulun like to be by the sea. They like being by the sea. So that's why this person's personality was from a shevet Zvulun. Very interesting. This sounds from the time of the Gemara. The time of the Gemara, they already knew that we had the Aseres HaShvatim, the 10 lost tribes from watch earlier. Apparently, some people had a yichos already from the other Shvatim, even from the 10 lost tribes, already from the time of the Gemara. We know that we have a small minority of those Aseres Shvatim, even within our midst as well. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "V'hashu tekay melandig l'kulei ama or urter." So now, going back to our Mishnah, we're going back to the halacha in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that everyone agrees that or means the night. So that should mean that we checked the beginning of the night time. That's when you have to do bedikas chametz. Gemara says, "Michti." Wait, ben Rabbi Meir, ben Rabbi Yehuda, ben Rabbi Meir. Chametz eno esel meshesh asal mala. Mid areisa, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Everyone agrees that the halacha is chametz is going to be asher only from the sixth hour and onward in the erev Pesach and Yadalad. Midal means then it's going to be ushered midal reisa. That Rashi is going to quote actually should be balira uva achila mesheshaos from both balira and achila. It's going to be an Isser Dereisa. Other Rishonim argue on the Rashi. They say, what do you mean? Only Achila is Asr Mir Dereisa on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. By the night of the 15th, that's when everything becomes Rebal Yirah. That's a Shaila in the Rishonim, which is Dereisa or not. But either way, so they're only arguing, we're going to see this Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe Meir very soon. They're going to argue about the Dinder Abana and about what you could eat, when you could burn. So Lamaisa, the Gemara says, so Venivduk Bashik, at the end of the day, then why can't I just check it by the time? Here it literally means the 6 hour. The Chassam Sofer points out it can't mean the 6 hour because the 6 hour, it might take you 2 hours to check. It means that as long as you finish by the 6 hour, so then there'll be no problem. So the Gemara says, so you say that someone, a zar is, a person who's very particular, careful, of a mitzvah observance, is going to do them as early as possible, know the concept of the mitzvah. Then a person should check in the morning, check first thing in the morning. Why do you have to wait till the night before? So we learn on the 8th day, you should do the mitzvah. We learn on the braisa, the entire day is going to be valid for the bris milah, except for the fact that people are careful, or careful about the mitzvahs. They are careful to do them. They'll do them early in the morning. We learn now from Avram Avinu. We know that in the pasuk with regards to Avram, And he got very early to go do the Akedas Yitzchak Vayashem Avaroka. That's where we learn the concept of Zrizim Makdivin LeMitzvos. So then the Gemara is again asking at this point, why don't we do it the night, why do we do it the morning right away? Do it at Netzachamet, like a Vasikin, do the same thing. Daven right away at the earliest time. So do Zrizim Makdivin LeMitzvos for this concept as well. Why don't you do that also? So, Agav, we see that the concept of Zrizim is very important. And just to be noted that Zrizim a lot of times will come into a contrast to other very important things also. Let's say, for example, Barov Amajos Melech. We have a concept that it's nice to have a lot of people there for a mitzvah. Like if you're davening in a minyan, if there's a minyan at the same exact time and the same kavanah, if all else is equal, and one minyan has 20 people and one has 100 people, so then we say Barov Amajos Melech, why don't go to the minyan? Same thing with Megillah. If you have a Megillah with 1,000 people, you're able to hear clearly. Again, no difference in the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And there's 1,000 people in one minyan and 20 people in another. It's better to go to the 1,000 and Barov Amajos Melech. So what's take precedence over there? Let's say you can have a bris milah early in the morning of the eighth day, or if you wait a few hours to do it at 9 o'clock in the morning, you'll have 500 people there. Barov Amajos Melech. That's a shaila in the Achronim Adipaskin. This also comes up. I say Kiddush Levana. There's more cheshbonos. Maybe you'll miss out on it. But Kiddush Levana. If you do Kiddush Levana right now, tonight it's only you and two other people. If you wait the next night, you know there'll be 10 other people. So when do you do Kiddush Levana? Again, these are all shaila in the postgame. And also one last thing: Zuzim Makdimin. Let's say we're a mitzvah of Yisrael Meshlucha for you to do the mitzvah yourself, or Zuzim Makdimin. If you have someone do it for you right away, as opposed to having the mitzvah done by someone else, not by you. We know that in general, it's better to have a mitzvah done by you. Again, this is a very important concept of Zuzim Maktimin. Either way, so again, we're back in the Gemara. The Gemara is asking, why don't you do it the day of, the morning of, rather, of the 14th, and not the night before? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Yitzchak b'shashmini Adam mituyasin b'b'seyem, that the reason is because you do when people are in their houses. People are in their houses at this time of night. At nighttime, people are there in the morning. People are always working. People are busy. They go to the markets, whatever they're doing. And therefore, and also, there's two things. Just they're also around more. And the second thing, the using a candle specifically is more effective. Looking at being able to do the bedika with the oran air. We're going to learn this out. The Gemara is going to learn this out. Of Zion, we're going to learn out over there that it's better to use a candle and it'll help you look better. So therefore we do it. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, based on this, Hilka Chai Tzubar Abad, if you have a person likes to learn a lot, even if he's someone who is a Talmud Chacham, so then Lo Liftach Be'ine, he shouldn't start learning at the beginning of the 13th, meaning the beginning of the 14th already, you should stop, you should not be learning. Well, because why? Dilma mashchale l'shmaite, because maybe if he's learning very much, he's going to learn Be'in the Sugya, then he's going to forget about doing Bedika, Vasev Numi Mitzvah, then he's going to come to forget to do the Mitzvah of Bedika's Chametz. So this is Allah Chalamaisa, that already from this time, earlier, already on, maybe even half hour before, that's a Shaila, when this kicks in, but Lamaisa, we assume that you're not allowed to start learning. Machlokas Rishonim, the Torah says, the Torah quotes Rabbeinu Yonah that what was it, the lashon of the Gemara over here is the liftach b'inei, is not to start, only starting a new, opening up and starting a new Gemara, or not necessarily Gemara, a new limud, that's going to be us. If you already, what if I already was learning? So let's say, it's at 8 o'clock, so I already started learning at 7 o'clock, can I continue? Then he thinks maybe that would be okay. That is the Torah b'shem Rabbeinu Yonah. However, the Torah argues, the Torah himself argues, he thinks you're not allowed to learn anything. Again, Shaila Lamaisa, I think we are machmir, not to in the middle of learning, we're posek, we saw that you should do the bedika right away. Now the Gemara continues. They asked Rav Nachman Yitzchak, a masker bais the chaver ba'abasher, someone who's renting his house to his friend on the 14th, al mi livdok, who has the chiyuv to do the bedika? Al masker livdok, to the person who's the landlord, does he have to do it? Because the chamir today, at the end of the day, the chametz is his. So it's going to be the chametz that's in that house that would be there. It was his chametz beforehand. Maybe it's on the renter, the guy who's renting it. Because where is it right now? Right now it's going to be in the renter's apartment. It's going to be where he is. So Lamaisa, maybe he should have to check. Rabbi Nadav just points out, wait a second. If there's an Issa Dereisa, Bali Rabbi Matzah, so whoever the Issa Dereisa is going to be, that's going to be the one who has to do the Jabadika. What's the Gemara asking? It's clear. Whoever the Bali Rabbi Matzah is going to be Chalan, then Lamaisa, it's going to be their Issa Dereisa. So they should be the one who has Jabadika. Why does the Gemara even have a suffix about this? So Rabbi Nadav wants to give a fascinating answer. He says, Lamaisa, maybe this over here, this whole shaila was only Darabanan. Because at the end of the day, we know there's two things a person has to have the full ownership of something. The Rambam says this, that you need it, it needs to be Shali Uber Shusi. It needs to be mine and it needs to be in my possession also where I am physically. So the on the masker, on the tenant, it's not Bershuso, it's not where he is right now. He doesn't have access to it. It's where the tenant is. And the other person, it's where Shusa, but it's not his. So Lamaisa, they're both the Kisaron in the Kiyum of the Chametz, Midaraisa, and therefore it's only a Shaila Midarabanan, fasting Rabbeinu David. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, either way, the Gemara says, Tashma. Let's bring a Raya from the Braisa. So the Braisa says, a masker bais the chaver. Someone rents his house to his friend. It's on the tenant to make a mezuzah. So what do we see? That the person renting is the one who has the Chiyuv to make the mezuzah. So too by Chametz, he should have the same thing. The Gemara says, no, Hasam, Amar Rav, Masharsha, the mitzvah of mezuzah is on the person who's renting. Rashi points out because lefishe mishmarto, it gives you a special shmirah chsiv beischa biyascha nichnas. And also we learn out that beischa is wherever you're entering, if the person is entering, it's on the renter of a specific zeros akasuv. And we know the inyan of shmirah, you want the shmirah if you're renting it. So then for sure it's on the renter. However, hakamai here it's halacha is different. By chametz it should be a different halacha. We don't necessarily have a good sushtel, a good comparison. So the Gemara says, Amar lehu Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to them, Tanina, we learn in a brisa, Hamaskir bais lechavero, someone who's renting a house from his friend, im ad shelo maser lemafteichos chalar baser, if the 14th came around before he gave over the keys to the guy who's renting it, ala maskir levdokan, it's going to be on the landlord to check it out. So we see over here that the action of the mysterious maftechos, that's a form of a kinyan. The form of the kinyan, if the kinyan was not done before, and then it's going to be done on the owner, the landlord. However, im mishemaser lemafteichos chalar baser, if you did it before the 14th, ala socher levdok. Then it's going to be on the tenant to do the bedika. So we see over here that chiyav bedika is on the person from the moment that he's chal. What if I know that I'm going to be selling the chametz to the goy? So at that point, is there also chiyav bedika the abasar? Let's say the next morning, you know the rabbi is going to be selling the chametz for the goy in a specific room. You designate an entire room. Do you have to do bedika in that room? What's the point of bedika? You know you're selling that entire room. So that's shayla le'achronim. The Chassam Sofer thinks that you would not. The Chassam Sofer thinks that at the end of the day, Manushach, you're going to do the bedika in the rest of the house. So this one room that you're selling off, and you're not going to go into it, not entering on Shabbos, you're closing it on Pesach, and you're closing it off. So the Maisa, there's no, you did bedika in the house. And the second thing is that at the end of the day, I'm not going to go buy a Rabbi Matzah because I'm selling it to the Goy the next morning. So that's a Shailam. And the Achronim, by the way, accept that where the machmer to even check the places you might not realize what part you're selling, etc. Maybe you would maybe chiv in a bedika, but either way, that's also nekeh for someone who plans on selling his entire all the contents of the chametz in his house. So the ma'isa we say that you should really do the bedika, so you should leave off one room that you're not selling. So that one room you should be chayev in the bedika, because otherwise it's a shaila whether bichlal you're going to be chayev in the bedika at all. We want you to be chayev someone in the bedika before you leave. Now the Gemara continues. Bami Nemer of Nachman Yitzchak, a masker b'isa chaveh bar baser, someone who is renting his house from his friend on the 14th. Do we have a chazaka? Do we have a legal assumption, a halachic assumption that the person did the bedika or not? I already rented it until the morning of the 14th. So did I know that? Did I assume that the night before or any time before then did the guy take care of checking out the chametz or not? So the Gemara says, "Lamaynaf kamina." At the end of the day, what's the difference? Lishale, go ask the owner of the property if he did it. So the Gemara says, "Delay side the shule. He's not here. He's not here to check him." So what do we see from this Gemara though? There is if we're asking that even if there's a chazaka that it's baduk, the Gemara asks, "Lamaynaf kamina." At the end of the day, should still have a chiyuv to ask him. Why should that be? Lamaita said there's a chazaka. We see, the grub points out from here, that we see from here that even when there's a chazaka that a certain thing might be the Messias, then there would still be halacha that it's lechachila to ask the person and check this situation. This comes up halacha Lamaita every morning with tzitzis. The Ramah writes, or the Shulchan Aruch I think quotes it already, that a person should check his tzitzis every morning to check that it's, that they're not, the fringes haven't, got ripped and they're now pasul tzitzis. So the grub quotes that this is the source for it, that even though there's a chazaka that I made my tzitzis and there's no reason to assume that they tore, so there's a chazaka that it works, so it's still better going to be lechachila to check them every morning. The Gemara thinks that this is the makor for that din in Shulchan Aruch. Now the Gemara says, so end of the day, so why couldn't I ask him? The Leis Elai L'Shuli is not here. Latrich Elai, so we're wondering, is it going to be, do we trouble the person to go do the bedik himself now? Because we don't know, you can't ask the guy. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Tinusua, we learn that this is really a brisa that says, HaKol Ne'emanim Al Bir Chametz, that everyone's believed to come when it comes to the idea of getting rid of Chametz, that Afilu Nashim Avadim Afilu Ktanim. So now we even believe women, slaves, and ketanim below the age of bar mitzvah. Those are normally the category of three people that aren't subject to edus, that we don't believe them for when it comes to when you need a real edus. So Mara says, why do we believe these category of witnesses, which are not normally halachically going to be witnesses, turning on to the next time. But now, so the Mara says, La mishum the chaskos abadu, can't we assume that the house was being presumed to have been searched, and therefore, we can assume that this tana is holding, that all are going to be considered chavim with regards to bedikas chametz. So we see from here, literally, a chaver, we know a chaver is someone who is meticulous about taking off his trumas and meiser. He's very careful with doing it. That's normally a chaver. So we're saying over here that the Gemara is assuming that the Braisa is assuming that even Amma'aretz is usually a category of someone who doesn't know anything, who doesn't care, if he's not careful about mitzvahs, and normally you assume that, let's say, his kelim are tame, things like that. Here, everyone is careful of Pesach. Even nowadays, you know, you always, Rabbi Tawas Shlita always tell me that these reform people are calling him up, they're always the week before Pesach, all this crazy shayla about sugar, this and that, is it okay? People in Mamash don't keep any halacha, everyone's careful with regards to Pesach. So the Gemara already tells us that the Braisa is telling even someone who's an Amma'aretz, other halachas is considered a chaver meticulous with regards to the mitzvah of Pir Chametz. So this is assuming right now that that we're assuming that he would be Chaver, that we can assume that he did the Bedika. So we see from here that it's clear from the Gemara's answer that this was only a Shaila with regard to Amaretz. There would be no suffix according to everybody that when it comes to a Chaver, that clearly he would do the Bedika for you. The person who is careful about mitzvahs, for sure we would assume that he did the Bedika. So Gemara says, the Tana, we learn in the Breisa, Chaver Shemetz V'niach Megura B'lei HaPeres. What do we see about a Chaver? That he's very meticulous with mitzvahs, that the Chazaka would affect the Halacha. With regards to a Chaver, if he died, we know that a person has a chiyuv to take off Truma Meiser. So if the Chaver dies, even if on that day he died, the Chaver died, and you see that there was a pile of Peres, you didn't know if the Trumas or Meiser were taken off, you have a Chazaka, you can assume that he took off the proper Trumas or Meiser, because he won't even leave it for a minute, but if he puts it in a pile, which is a chiyuv, to take off Truma Meiser, so he wouldn't have left it even for one moment as Tevel, because a Nichshal, someone could have eaten the Tevel, so therefore we can assume that he took it off. So similarly, we're assuming that everyone's considered a Chaver with regards to Chametz, we can assume that the home was searched. The Gemara says, but how, again, what's your reasoning over here? How is this your reasoning that all houses are going to assume that the have been checked? At the end of the day, maybe the fact that the woman, the child, and the Eved said that they checked it, that's the only reason to believe them. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, why would that change the halacha though? Atu, Amira, Dahane, Midi, Mishasha, Isbe, is there any substance literally to the thing that they're saying? Meaning halachically, we pointed out already, they're not bar edus, they're not someone who can give halachic testimony. So since their halacha testimony means nothing, so then halacha lemaisa, why should we be relying on the fact that they told us it was badik? It doesn't really mean anything, so it must be only because of the chazaka. So the Gemara says, but then that doesn't work though with the lashon of the Braisa though. Elamai, the chesko badik, you're not assuming, the halachically we're assuming, and really it was checked. So then the Gemara asks, though, Hakol name money, but really we're using the lashon, the terminology that everyone has believed. Shouldn't we say Kol Abatim Mecheskas Bedukin Mi Barvas or Mi Baile? Shouldn't we see the lashon of the Braisa? Shouldn't have used the lashon of the Braisa that all houses are going to be the Chazaka they have been checked? Meaning, nothing to do with that Kol name money. What do you mean all are believed? The fact that no one's believed according to what we're saying right now. It shouldn't matter if people are believed. Rather, the Braisa should have used the lashon that it's all about the Chazaka. Emphasis on the fact that the halachic assumption is that it had been checked. Nothing to do with the fact that these people told us it was checked. So therefore, the Braisa is implying that we somewhat rely on these people. So the Gemara says, "So elamai mishum amira dahane ha lo amira lo." So tishamane dein chazaka baduk. So the Gemara says, "Fine, but then if you're going to use that as the raya, if you're going to use that as the proof, then you should use it the other way around. That if we're assuming that statement that they have to say something, the woman, the child, or the eved has to tell you that it was baduk, and if you can't assume that they didn't tell you anything, you assume the house is not baduk. So what do we see then? The Braisa is telling you the other way around that we should answer the shaila and tell you that the chazaka should be that this house has not, in fact, halakhically been searched for, have been checked. So the Gemara answers, lo, no. Really, we're going to olam emalach cheskos bado. Really, we're going to tell you alach lemaisa that you can check under normal circumstances. We're going to assume the house actually had been checked. You can assume halachically had been checked on the 14th. V'achamay askinan. So here, what are we dealing with? The muchzak la and delo badak. We have a reason to assume that the owner of this specific house did not check it. Rashi points out he was busy or he went somewhere. You have a reason to assume that he didn't check it. So normally, we're assuming that the chazaka is that they really check it. For whatever reason, that you have a reyes on the chazaka, you have an illegal assumption to assume specifically this guy did not check your house. And then the woman tells you, oh, by the way, you know, my husband went away. I actually did the bedika. Maybe you should have assumed where you need a real edus, so we shouldn't believe them. The Braisa is therefore teaching us a very important halacha. We know that the halacha of looking for chametz is, in fact, all a din derabanan. Bedika the night is derabanan. Because midaraisa, all you have to do is nullify the chametz. As so therefore the Rabbanan are going to believe this din only because it's a din Rabbanan. If it was a real edus, we needed a reisa, a woman presumably would not have been believed. The shaila is what exactly, why is a bittel going to be enough to be mekayin in the dor reisa? So Rashi says, because the pasuk says, ach b'ma shirish tashpisu sar madrechem, on the first day, you're going to have to get rid of the chametz from your house, but using lashem tashpisu, rather than tivaru, actively destroying it, the Torah implies that chametz can be bittel balei b'amasagi, that even just doing it in your heart is going to be enough. Doing it with your heart is going to be enough. That's why it's all a din midaraisa. You've done the comment midaraisa. Tosas reject Rashi. Tosas says that's not true. The tashpisu seemingly seems to be that it's the Gemara's going to learn later on. Maybe it's specifically referring to getting rid of it actively by burning it. So midaraisa, Tosas assume that it's like a hefker. You're making it hefker. You're making it ownerless. Making it ownerless is no longer like it's yours, and therefore it's like I don't want it. Ramban similarly like to Rashi. He has kashas on Tosas. Ramban says no, just because I don't want it. That's like the bittel over here, and therefore it's all chametz is something that you need to want, and that's why midaraisa. Raisa, it's not chal. Again, why midrabanan do we make you do a pedika and a bittel? Because you're going to afraid Tosas, right? You're going to come to eat it, or Rashi by the Rama, you're going to want it. Whatever it is, the Maisa, you have to do both. But the, when you do bittel enough, that's you're going to be yotze your mitzvah de Raisa. So now the Gemara goes back to another issue with regards to someone renting on a Pesach. By the way, a masker by Sechaver Becheskas Baduk. So let's say someone, in fact, was renting a house on the 14th on the day, and he assumed, based on the Chazaka we just mentioned, that he assumed on the 14th morning that it would be checked. And he realized, and a little lachatz now, he fired out Erev Pesach in the morning, that it's not searched. Mahu, miyavek mekach tos. The Gemara wants to know, is this considered a mekach tos? Is this considered a mistaken transaction, literally, meaning something that you have the right to go back on or not? Why would it be a mistaken transaction? Because we're assuming that if if the guy wouldn't have wanted to do this deal under these assumptions, and you know that the legal assumption would be like, that's what's called a mekach tos. Let's say if I sell you something that costs, I sell you something for $150 and I know it's really only worth $30. So that's called a mekach tos, that you have a right to halakhically tovea me and base it, and I would lose and you'd be able to return the sale. So here also, maybe the guy wanted it specifically to be checked, and if the chazaka is that he checked it and you didn't check it, again, we're talking about the Achrona point out where you didn't say anything in the stipulation of the contract. If you wrote in the contract clearly one way or the other, then it's on, that's obviously the guy read it and he knows the din. We're talking about, we're just a legal assumption over here. What can we assume? The Gemara says, Tashma, we can bring a proof from Abaya. Damar Abaya, Abaya said, Lomi Baya Basu, Dulavi Agra Bibadku, that this halacha shouldn't make a difference in a place where you do not pay for someone to search someone's house. We're talking about a place where they don't pay and everyone checks the bidika on themselves. Then clearly, we can assume that, what was the chazaka? That this person would be happy to do the bidika on Erev Pesach because he wants to do a mitzvah by himself. He would rather do it. But even a place where they pay someone to search, the rental is going to be valid. Because a person wants to do a mitzvah with his possessions, that's the assumption that he wants to pay. And even if he had not known beforehand, he would have been happy to, the chazaka is going to be that he would have been happy to spend the money in order to hire someone else to do it for him, because there's a chazaka that a person wants to spend money. We know he likes to buy a nice lulav. The buy a sefer Torah, buy a tefillin. We like to do it with dafka, with our money, with our possessions, not get it for free, hopefully. And that's gufa the chazaka over here. There's a big shaila. The Beis Yosef quotes a melada borrow a friend sefer. In that Beis Yosef, we're talking more that it would more likely to rip. So the Achronim discuss whether that applies nowadays. But he says at the end of the day, I've no right to borrow my friend sefer because it might come to ruin it a little bit. In which case, he's going to lose money. So the Magen Avraham has a kashim over here. It says over here that nicha initially kumim mitzvah b'mone. A person is happy to have someone do a mitzvah with his possessions. So lamaisa, why should this be different? Lamaisa, even if it gets a little ruined and you're going to lose a few dollars, you'll be happy with it. So the Magen Avraham answers, no, you're going to ruin the whole sefer, and that's a hesed gadol. That's a hesed gadol. Here it was only talking about a small hesed, about hiring someone. That's not a small thing. But losing the whole sefer, again, it's been very expensive, pre-printed, whatever it might have been. So then it would be very expensive. That's why there would be others explain that maybe the nicha initially kumim mitzvah is only on the guy himself, not on his friend. If it's on his friend, you don't have that chazaka. Okay, either way, that's what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara says, "Tananas." We learn in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer, "Ochlin kol chamesh." I'm allowed to eat the chametz the entire fifth hour. Beserven chazesh, and you burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. So you'll up until the sixth hour, you're allowed to eat. Rabbi Huda is more machmir. He says, "Ochlin kol arba." You're allowed to eat the chametz in the fourth hour. However, "Tolin kol chamesh." You're only allowed to feed it to your animals. If it literally means leave them hanging, and you only give it to your animals. You're allowed to dry benefit by giving it to your animals, but you're not allowed to eat anymore. Beserven chazesh, you must burn at the beginning of the sixth hour. So the Gemara now says, "The kuliyam amiyah chametz meshes shosam alas." So everyone agrees that chametz from the sixth hour is midareisa. So the Gemara says, "Minalan, where do we learn the source that on the sixth hour on Erev on Yod Daled Pesach it's an issue to raise to have chametz?" So the Gemara answers, "I'm Rabbi Treik Kra Ksiva." There's two pesukim that seemingly contradict each other. One pasuk says, "Ksiv b'shivas yamim sor lematzah b'vaseichem." One pasuk says that for a full 7 days you shouldn't have any chametz in your possessions in your house. That means that all, even one moment of these 7 days, you're not allowed to have any chametz. However, the other pasuk says, "Ach ksiv b'yom arishon tashbitzus sor lematzah." The other pasuk says, "But on the first day you're going to get rid of the chametz." It sounds like some point on the first day I'm going to get rid of it. So how could it be that for a full 7 days? All 7 days completely, I am not allowed to have my chametz. Yet the pasuk says on the first day I can get rid of it. So the Gemara says, "Okay, so it must be that l'rabos arbas or l'biur. There must be that the 14th, meaning the day before the 7 days of Pesach are starting. Right? We know that Erev Pesach is really a din of when you're bringing the korban Pesach. Then you have Chag HaMatzot, which is the 7 days after that. So those din of the 7 days, that's the day after starting the 15th. The day before is going to be the Yom Harishon, the mitzvah of getting rid of the chametz, which would imply that there wouldn't be no iser karis, and there would not be that iser of karis of eating on Erev Pesach, which would be an iser d'oraisa potentially. We're going to see that." Or it might just be an Isra Asay of Achila. So the Gemara says, but wait a second. Ve'ema l'rabos leile chamisha asar l'bir. But Meisha said the pasuk is talking about the 15th for getting rid of the chametz. The sagat eita chamina yamim ksiv. I said the meaning immediately at the 15th. So if I get rid of it immediately at the 15th, then all, it says shivas yamim, the full 7 days would be complete of me not having any chametz. So the Gemara says, and I would have learned out yamim in leilos lo. I would have learned that the nights are prohibited and not the days. Kamashmana filalios, and that the pasuk is telling you that even the nights before, that's what Tashbis is coming to teach you at the very beginning of the that you shouldn't wait till the 15th by morning, rather you have to get rid of it by the 15th at night, and then that's what Ach Bayom Rishon Tashbis Seram Matayichem is going to say. So the Gemara's answers right now, Ahu Loitz Rechale, that this pasuk is not needed for that halacha. Why? Because the ha itkish hashpasa seor lachilas chametz. We have a comparison in the psukim between getting rid of your chametz and eating and getting rid of your chametz and achilas chametz. Achilas chametz, achilas matzah. So it's meaning making sure that chametz is in your possession and eating your chametz and also eating chametz to achilas matzah. So the Gemara says, where do we see this hekesh? How do I know that these things are connected to each other? The Gemara says, hashpasa seor lachilas chametz. Getting rid of the chametz in my possession and eating the chametz. D'chsiv shivas yomim seor lematzah baseichem. The pasuk says that for a 7-day period you should not have any chametz in your houses. Kicholcha machmetzes v'nechacha. The pasuk says anyone who leaves it is going to be the iser of kares. So that's that hekesh between getting rid of your chametz and having eating chametz. And Gemara says, and then what do we learn out with the second one? So we learn out ve'achilas chametz, achilas matzah, achilas chametz to the mitzvah of matzvah. We dechsev kol machmetz lo zochil. You shouldn't eat anything that's chametz. Bechol mashvoyes leichem tochlu matzos. And all of your places you should eat matzos. Uchsev bei b'matzah be'erev toch matzah. Matzah specifically written on that night you should have specifically matzos. So therefore we learn that the first day it can't be referring to the night of Pesach. So the Gemara is going to ask a different question. We'll pick up Emir Tzachem with that Hemshech again. We've come to the conclusion that it can't mean that the Leil Tezvav is the night where referring to Ach B'Yom Rishon. The Gemara is going to suggest another suggestion for what could Ach B'Yom Rishon be referring to. Okay, pick up from Eva Emel Rabos, Bezos, and tomorrow.